Hello, welcome to today's audio smile from me, Elle, from heavenandelle.com. Hope you're doing okay and hope you're smiling. And today, before I give you our what, why, how, I've got a little story for you which kind of inspired today's audio smile. And I've just dropped my children off at school and was driving home and I came down this road that I come down every single day after dropping the kids off from school. And because it's winter time, because I live in the northern hemisphere, I had to think that I'm so bad at geography. The sun does what it does in the winter time, and it hit me full force in the eye as I'm coming down the road, and I just couldn't see a thing. It doesn't help that my windscreen's a little bit dirty. It doesn't help that it's so cold. My water and my windscreen wipers, when my cleaner thing is all frozen up, so I can't use that. But I just couldn't see. I'm like, oh, and the same thing happened yesterday and the day before that. And it made me think about life and how sometimes we can be going along and all of a sudden, bang, something happens, or you know, something comes in under our radar that just completely floors us. It's completely not what we were expecting. And just for a split few moments there, we can't see where we're going. We don't know what to do. We just feel completely floored and completely blinded. And then so I was then thinking about what I actually did as I was driving. And I didn't just stop, because if I'd just stopped, I'd have been sat there in the middle of the road like a great banana with cars behind me and cars coming towards me, and just stopped and wouldn't be moving anywhere. So instead, I slowed right down. I edged my way forward and was looking around. I knew there was cars to my left sort of parked up, so I was being very careful not to bump into them, and there was cars coming towards me on the right-hand side of the road. So but carefully edging my way forward, trusting and believing that I'd just get a little way along, and then because I knew where the houses were in relation to the rest of the road, those would then give me a bit of shade and I'd be able to see again. And then I was like, yay, I can see, hooray, thank you so much. So I started thinking about life and how, like, when we get floored by stuff and stuff gets chucked at us, because it does. I mean, I'm generally a quite happy, content person, but stuff happens and stuff makes you go, ugh. You know, and it just completely knocks you for six. And when that happens, you can either just sort of stop, you can sit there and wallow in the fact that you can't see where you're going and you don't know what to do next, or you can slow down, acknowledge the fact that you can't see where you're going and what to do next, and then just edge your way forward. And like how I was looking out, I knew there was cars on my left, and looking for the cars on my right, and edging my way forward. When you're in that place where you don't know what to do next, you can kind of look out for landmarks, you can sort of feel your way forward, and you can see stuff that kind of feels vaguely familiar, and that helps you forward. And then by just gradually and gently edging your way forward, you've just got to trust in the fact that won't last forever, that you will get through it, you will get past it. And when you get to the point where there's the metaphorical shades you can see again, whatever that looks like in your life at that particular time, just take time to be thankful for the fact that, hooray, the ugh has now gone, or it's lessened and then gone, and it, you can see again. And just when you're driving in that blind and you can't see, and when you go through that ugh point and everything feels too much, you just got to trust in the fact that it won't last forever, that you can get past it. So the what, why, how is basically that. What do you do if you can't see and if you're blinded by life and everything's all just too much? Then you need to slow down, but you need to keep moving. And the reason why you need to keep moving is like we said, if you just stop, you know, both in the car but also metaphorically with life, if you just stop and stay where you are, you just sit in it forever and you just won't get past it. So instead of stopping, you've got to slow down and take time to get through it. But don't just stop, keep moving. And how? Edge your way forward. Look out for the things that you can recognise. Don't worry about the person behind you. When I was driving, I was very aware that there was somebody behind me. And I'm thinking, well, what if they think I'm a great idiot for just slowing down? But I thought, well, actually, they're driving around behind me. They're going to probably be blinded too. And the same is true in life as well, that we can be feeling really ugh, and we can sometimes feel like we're the only ones in the world who are going through that. But actually, there will be people around us who are also, in their own point in time, will get blinded and stuck by stuff that's happening in life. So don't worry about the people coming up behind you. Don't worry about, you know, what other people might think of you. Just feel your way forward. And then remember, when you get out again, to be thankful that you can see and that you can enjoy the moment of being where you are. And that's today's smile, really. I hope that kind of helps a little bit. I hope it helps a lot, really, but that'd be optimistic, wouldn't it? But I hope you're having a good day. And if you're not, if you're in that point where everything's a bit ugh, just hang in there. Edge your way forward. Find some people to talk to. Friends are fabulous for that. And, you know, people you trust and respect and stuff. And if you need a smile, you know where I am as well. But have a fab day. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.